Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I am doing okay. How are you?
Only okay.
It's getting warmer.
Oh, okay.
My status moves from like, yay, to like, I'm okay. And then September will roll and I'll be like, yes, I'm back.
And we got to 48 degrees earlier as well.
I know.
That means we have to spice up your life today.
I see the segue you're doing there, I think. But I was going to point out that, like, just like this last week when we did the episode about the jeans.
Yes.
Yeah, it did really well. I mean, so your social media post created a reaction.
Yes.
And then when we talked about it, it created its own reaction.
Yeah, right? It did.
So,
yeah.
So we had a shout out from our listener in Canada, right? Karen, who gave us a shout out.
Yes.
Saying that, oh my God, this was one of the best episodes I've heard. Everybody should hear this.
I know, that was really cool. Lovely. Yes, yeah, that was very kind.
Yeah. So
Canada again.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, see, yeah. Like we are. We really are big in Canada.
Right.
Love it.
And so, and then her and other listeners came back to us when we talked about the Desi fridges.
Right.
As well. So that was a really interesting.
So yeah.
We're going to expand on that today.
Yeah, we're going to say, well, it's not just for Desis. It's for everybody.
Everybody eats spice, right?
Yeah, we all, and especially here it's, you know, a mixture of cultures and food tastes, but, you know, everybody seems to embrace the herbs and spices. If there's not herbs and spices in the house when I go to organize and declutter, I don't know what's wrong with the person. And it's very rare that that would happen. It's usually because they don't cook at all.
Right.
And yeah. So they just order all the time. But yeah, everybody has that in the cupboard. And it's become more of a thing, isn't it? Because people want to explore the flavors of food.
And we're seeing a lot of like fusion stuff and like taking a spice from one side, mixing it with a food from a different culture and seeing kind of what fusion and things come out of that. So yeah, we see that a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. So, and it's wonderful. And I love it because, you know, kitchens are one of my favorite places to organize, but I love doing spice jars. If you follow me on social media, you'll see often me doing kitchens and organizing the spice jars and the, you know, big containers for spices as well. So people buy in bulk things like, you know, turmeric, garam masala, coriander and cumin. We call it Nigeria, but...
Yeah.
So I was about to say that instead of coriander and cumin. I have to think of the English sometimes. Chili, there's always bulk amount of chili if you eat chili. So, but then there are, you know, other spices you don't use that often, but people seem to buy a lot of in bulk. And it drives me insane because it goes off really quickly, you know, especially, you know, so always know this, that ground spices only last for about 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Whole spices.
It will last you longer, of course.
They'll last longer, like 1 or 2 years. And then the things like nutmeg and cinnamon sticks, they'll last for a bit longer. But with all these spices, because, and as we always say for everything here, because of, you know, we're already at 40 degrees here, you know, we might live in an air-conditioned house, but is it on all the time? So, you know, the herbs and spices are not kept in a cool, dry place, it will go off sooner. And because of the heat here, and if you switch off the aircon in the room, it will go off faster. So whatever the benchmark is on the jars, that might, you know, especially if you buy jars from America or Europe, you know, those dates are for colder countries, then they'll last longer. The shelf life will be longer. Here, the shelf life is less.
I want to point out to listeners, though, because I feel like somebody may have wondered, like, what are these people talking about? And they're saying, like, why are you bringing spices from the UK and US? But it's very common here, by the way, guys. Even from India and stuff, I know. I was about to be like, do people really do that? And I was like, yeah, of course, I've done it. And my parents have done it. And everybody's done it. So
it's not
uncommon, by the way.
And it's because it's certain things that we don't get here. I mean, we're very lucky. We get everything.
Yeah,
now.
It's also, I think it's a little bit of quality thing, too. Like, so a lot of times I know, like with my parents, they've always felt that like the quality of the stuff sometimes that you get here is not quite the same as what you would get, even though they both come from India, for example, right? But there's a quality thing sometimes. Sometimes it's a very specific kind of spice or mix that you don't get necessarily here in the way that they like it. So there are many reasons why people do, by the way, bring spices from other countries and all the time.
We bring from the UK, and I know lots of British friends will bring Caribbean spices.
Correct.
So jerk spice and everything, because they don't sell it here. Now they might in one or two stores.
But it's still a rare thing and an exclusive thing, rather, as opposed to commonly available.
And whereas if you go to like my local village, Sainsbury's, has jerk spice and it's only like £1.50. It's not £5, which is what the equivalent is for some.
You're right. So the pricing is also another reason why. Because you get a lot of stuff. I mean, I know in the US and stuff, we brought stuff back from there and it's like you get... big containers for like a dollar and stuff. Whereas here it would be, you know, significant multipliers of it.
And you get like different seasonings. So people like the seasoning with salt in it or certain things or Cajun seasoning. So, you know, people with American palates will buy a lot of the seasoning there. And we've bought stuff like we've gone to Target. And a big thing as well, vanilla essence. So vanilla essence here has got no alcohol, whereas vanilla essence from around the world will have alcohol in it. So people would like that to be in their cakes and stuff. So there are things like that. So yeah, do that. But of course, as I always say, don't buy in bulk just because you think you're not going to go back to that country for a while, which of course a few people did in the last 2 years. But don't, because it'll go off. It won't last that long. It's a waste of money. And now it's so easy to ship things to us. So, you know, if you do need to buy, spend that money on the shipping and send it to you if you're not going to go to that country. But often, being in the hub that we are, we know people that are flying to certain countries and can get it for us. It's not the end of the world, really. You know what I mean? So for herbs and spices, there are different ways to store it. And there are different ways to buy it. So we're very fortunate here. We can get things loose. And I always say to people now, you know, don't buy big jars or big packets if you don't use the spice that much. You know, we do, you know, for certain things. So I have a masala dabba. Is that the right word? You're laughing at me. You always laugh at me when I use my Hindi.
Actually, if you had not stopped and questioned it, I would have just not said a thing. But then you are actually asking. Well, it's a dabba. It's the
dabba. I said it right. Anyway, I use the silver container, which has like little pots of things. I'm very, very desi. Is that right?
I mean, you can pronounce the word, but yes, you're very desi.
I can pronounce the word. I have my desi moments when I cook. So that I use to store the spices I use very often. So it is because of my influence from my mom and my grandmothers that they put it all in this masala dab. And then so there's the turmeric, the chilies, the mustard seeds, fennel seeds.
Cumin generally.
Coriander and cumin because we use them together. And chili, did I say chili already? So that's all in there. Everything else is in jars. So I got jars from IKEA. So I had one set of jars, but I changed them recently. And you can see that on social media. And so all the things that I use less of, but I use, I bought in small amounts from the supermarkets because they have them loose and filled up the jars. And that's all. I don't have extra. If I need to top up, I will go and top up, you know. And in some of the stores now, you can take the jar, fill it up, and just charge you for the amount you took, you know what I mean? But you could just fill it into a little bag and fill up the jar when you get home as well. So think about that, you know, doing that instead of buying the big jars when you know you're only going to use a little bit. There's no point.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, especially when you can get it here, you don't have to get the pre-packed quantity. You can get the quantity you need, and that makes life easier. Yeah.
Especially when it's for a little recipe. So then that means that you don't need
a jar. I was actually
going
to say that, yeah.
There's things like, you know, like Ras Al Hunut, is that right? The Moroccan spice. We'll use it once in a blue moon for a recipe because it'll be the cool thing for a little bit.
Right.
But we definitely don't use it all the time. Whereas I've seen it in some other kitchens and they've got jars and jars of it. So, you know, it just depends on your family and what you cook and what your basic foods are.
Yeah.
So for organizing it, I always say, first take out all the jars. Look at all the ones that have, you know, they've expired. If you're not sure, smell them. So if you've got them in random jars, look at them. Do they look, the color looks weird, the smell is off, does it smell acrid or acidic instead of, you know, sweety and fruity, you know, like some would. You know, like sumac, if you smell sumac, some people buy so much of it and only use a tiny little bit, and it has a distinctive smell, but if it's gone off, it smells really acidic and bitter. And that's just from the smell. So imagine what the taste will be like. So go through all of that. Get rid of everything. Make a note of the ones that you have gone off, but you think you'll use again. But if it has gone off and you haven't even opened the jar, then likely that you're never going to use that stuff. So, and if you are, just get a small amount, you know, when it's loose. Then clear that all up and then see how many jars you have. And if you are one of those that can be bothered to fill up jars, then get little jars, the same amount of what you've got of random packets and bottles right now. If you're that inclined to not be bothered, then don't get the jars. Just because it looks good on Pinterest, having these jars with special labels on them, if that's not you and you cannot be bothered, or you cannot be bothered to get anybody else to do it, don't do it.
Yeah, like, or if you like do it once because you set it up and then you never refill the main, exactly, and you're working out of the little, whatever, the stuff you get from the supermarket, then it's not.
Yeah, it's not worth it. And like, you know, so in that case, if you do want it all uniform, get the same brand from the supermarket. Like there's brands that have loads of the spices all in one brand. So just get that. And then for storage, you know, there's different ways. You can see pictures on Google, you know, if you Google it, so that you can put it in drawer, which is what I've done. I've moved stuff from the drawer, but you can put it on spice shelves, in cupboards if you've got enough room. You know, there's the turntable kind of thing that you can use with, you can put the bottles in.
Right.
I personally don't like that. I had that years ago. I tried it and it was awful. But some people might like it. But it's on your countertop then. So it depends if you're a big cook and you like, you know, having
spices if you need there that and stuff. Yeah.
And also think about the heat, and, you know, because it's not in a cool place. And if it's next to the cooker, it's not going to be as last long as well.
Yeah, so if you have, like, extra stuff, I mean, especially if you live in places like Dubai, like, you might want to consider, especially in the summer, putting in the fridge for a bit.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, you know, yeah, think about that. And then once you've, you know, set out, you know, and decided where you're going to store them, decide how you want to do it. So do you want to do it by the ones that you use the most at the front, or like I have, put it in the masala dabba, or are you going to alphabetize it? I can't pronounce it. Do it how you want to do it. So you have to do it how, based on how you cook and how easy you want to find the herbs and spices. So if it's, you know, you want to find it in less than 5 seconds. So when I do a lot of local houses, I know now what spices they use on a regular basis in their house for cooking. So those will be nearest to the cooker. Then it progresses on to, like, so usually it's the important spices. Then it's herbs, because herbs, right, come up all the time. Then it'll be the rest of it. So these, you know, seasonings for fish and chicken and barbecue seasoning and all these random seasons they have. And for biryani, you know, they have special seasoning for that. So that will be next, because that's once a week or once every month and, right, stuff. And then the extra at the end. So that's how you plan it. You don't do it just because, you know, if it's alphabetized, yes, that could be great. But if it's not, if you need chili more often and it's at the back, then that's going to be painful. So always think about that. And that's with anything that you do in your, you know, when you're organizing, make it so that you can find everything in 5 seconds quickly. You know, even if an organizer like myself comes in and says, logically, I think it should be this, this, this.
Yeah.
If your daily life is that, 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 you can change it around. Make it as easy for you. Did you like that?
This, yeah, and
that.
Yeah.
But make it easy for you. Right. But do check your herbs and spices every 6 months, I would say, just to check whether it's gone off or not. And even if the best before date says it expires and it's 6 more months, but it looks not right or doesn't smell right, get rid of it.
Yeah, more often than not, you can tell. I mean, even when, like, moisture gets to that and stuff, you can feel like it's no longer dry. You can kind of see that, and then you know that it's going to be.
And also, if you want to make sure the bugs don't get into the cupboards where all the herbs and spices are and into your spices, get big dry chili, put that in the cupboard, and that helps to get rid of the bugs. That's my grandmother's trick.
I think even cloves, I think, work in a similar way, right? I think. But
they're like tiny, whereas these big chili things. Yeah, yeah. And you can also put the big chili into rice. And they say flour as well to get rid of the bugs, you know, that come in. But obviously then it'll change the taste of the flour.
Right.
But put it in the rice. And that will help to get rid of those bugs that come in, especially with the heat, you know, during the summer. So, yeah. So that's my tips for today. And excellent. A few hacks.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Cool. So if you'd like to get to know more, obviously, organizing a kitchen, specifically your spices, you can contact Shalina by getting her on social media at Declutterme. That's at DECLUTTRME, and also visiting declutterme.com, where you find all the old episodes and a contact form. Reach out to her that way. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.